Dublin's 98 FM and Champion Green coming together for the biggest support local movement in a generation.
As you know, here on Dublin Talks over the last couple of weeks, we have been highlighting the Champion Green campaign. And the Champion Green campaign is all about getting us to shop local, support local businesses, and try and reinvigorate the Irish economy to get back on our feet again after the last number of months that we have been through. And we're talking to different businesses every day about how they're coping with their new reality. And today we want to focus on Sea Life in Bray. If you've never been there, you gotta go. It's an amazing place, I have to say. I'm joined on the line by the general manager of Sea Life on Bray Seafront, and that is Pat O'Sullivan. Pat, let me start by asking you what it was like for you during the period of time that you were closed to the public.
The easiest way of describing it probably is surreal. So obviously, in the interests of health and safety and on the advice of the government, we closed our doors to the public on the 18th of March. But for all the animals in our care, life goes on. And so we had to carry on as well. So it was just really strange looking after all the animals and not being able to interact with our visitors, because at the end of the day, we're really, really passionate about the animals in our care, the environments that they come from, and part of that passion then is to be shared with as many people as we possibly can do. So not being able to do that was a real challenge.
Okay, the but second, it obviously meant that you had to keep staff employed during that whole time to look after the animals.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, we kept the entire team on. Some were working from home, and then we had on a shift basis, we had staff going in, looking after the animals, maintaining the displays, looking after life support systems, feeding, all of the tasks that are required to maintain the highest level of welfare for animals and keep an aquarium going. And of course, doing that without any revenue at all was a massive challenge, which obviously we had to do for over 3.5 months. So it was definitely a very, very difficult time, but we stayed focused and we did what we had to do, and we were then delighted to be able to reopen on the 29th of June, because at one stage it was looking as if we weren't going to be able to open until the 20th of July, which would have been a real, real financial nightmare. Well, it's a bit of a financial nightmare
So in terms of the reopening, what is different now about my visit to Sea Life?
Okay, the main visit is that you can no longer decide on the spur of the moment that you're in Bray and you're going to go and visit Sea Life now, because that's no longer possible because of we've had to restrict the number of visitors that come into Sea Life at any given point in time in order to ensure social distancing and a safe and healthy environment. So now all our visitors have to go onto our website, sealife.ie, and they have to book their tickets. Even our annual pass holders, who would normally have unlimited admission, still have that unlimited admission to one extent, but they can't just decide at the drop of a hat to drop in. They have to now book and reserve a place. And if there's no spaces available at the time that they want to visit, then they have to come up with an alternative time. So the first thing is that booking online is absolutely essential. And during the summer months, advance booking is highly recommended, because with the unseasonal summer weather, lack of summer weather that we're having at the moment, there is a lot of demand for people to come and visit Sea Life, and with our limited capacity, we are booking out fairly quickly. So the first thing is you have to book online. The second thing is that in the past we would have had unlimited tickets. You could stay in the aquarium as long as you wanted, and we really didn't have a capacity issue, whereas now it is, you've got a timed entry, so you're coming in at a certain time. You go around the aquarium, which generally takes about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, and when you come out, that's it, that's your visit is ended. So you don't have the option of going back again, back in again, because there again, because of the limits on the numbers.
Okay, so it's a different experience, but nonetheless, you are reopen and listening to what you're saying, very busy.
Yes, and actually, the funny thing is that one of the real positives that's come out of all of this, you know, kind of whilst there is a frustration in limiting the number of visitors, the plus side is that the visitors, when they do come in, have much more time at the tanks, at the displays, because there isn't a group of people coming up behind them and putting them under pressure, allowing them to feel under pressure to move on. So they're staying at the tanks longer. They're seeing much more of what's going on inside the tanks, and they're discovering animals which they otherwise wouldn't have necessarily taken the time to see. And the feedback has been really, you know, kind of, and even annual pass holders, people have been with us many times before saying, oh my God, that was amazing, that was brilliant, we saw stuff that we hadn't seen before. And that's simply by virtue of the fact that they have more time, that they know they've only got one bite at the cherry, so they are taking the time, they're really seeing what's inside, and they're really loving what they're seeing. So whilst, you know, some people might bemoan the fact that, you know, kind of there aren't public talks and feeds the way they were in the past, that they don't have the all-day ticket, the positive is that they're having a really, really good experience.
Okay, that's great to hear.
You know, kind of, it's fantastic.
One of the things that we've been highlighting over the last couple of weeks with the Champion Green campaign, encouraging people to shop local, to buy local, and to tour local, is highlighting businesses like yourselves. You obviously believe now is the time for people to visit places like Sea Life in their local area.
Absolutely. I mean, kind of, I suppose, you know, kind of Sea Life in Bray, just like a lot of other places, you often don't value or appreciate what's on your own doorstep. And this is the perfect time, because the thing about it is that there are, I mean, Sea Life is the only aquarium in Leinster, and it's amazing, you know, kind of that you have this amazing resource on your doorstep. And we really do encourage people to come and visit us. It is incredibly important. We are wholly dependent on the revenue generated by our visitors to keep the aquarium going, to keep us going. And we're incredibly grateful and thankful to every single visitor who pays their money and comes into the aquarium. We endeavour to make sure that they have as amazing an experience as they can have. But, you know, we are very, very grateful to them for coming and supporting their local aquarium. It is really important, you know.
All right. Well, Sea Life, once again, is on Bray Seafront. It's been there for many years and well worth a visit, I have to say. Pat O'Sullivan, General Manager with Sea Life and Bray, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks, Adrian.
Dublin's 98 FM and Champion Green, coming together for the biggest support local movement in a generation.